Sachim Perakei Mishnah Aleph. From here on in, the Masechta gets into the ins and outs of the Korban Pesach, and it begins by saying, Tamid Nishchat B'shmona U'mechetza, V'kareid B'seisha U'mechetza. On ordinary days, the Korban Tamid of the afternoon, the Tamid Bein Hor Abayim, is shechted at 8.5 hours into the day. So assuming that we're using Sha'os Manios and we have a 12-hour legal halachic day that starts at 6 a.m., and ends at 6 p.m., then at 8.5 hours in, which would be 2:30 p.m. if this was our imaginary day, that's when they shecht the Korban Tamid to be offered in a little while once all the avoda is done. You are actually allowed to shecht the Korban Tamid as early as half hour after chatzos. So in our example, that would be 12:30, but they deferred it for 2 hours until 2:30 to give all the people who had nedarim and nedavos karbanos to bring, to bring them before the Korban Tamid, because except for Erev Pesach, the Korban Tamid Bein Hor Abayim is the last Korban of the day. So we want to give everybody a chance to get their Korbanos in. So they shecht it at 8.5 hours, and they actually offer it at 9.5 hours. It takes 1 hour to do all the avoda for the Korban, and then they offer it up on the Mizbeach at, in our example, 3:30, after it was shechted at 2:30. But Ba'arvei Pesachim, on Erev Pesach, because all of the people have to bring their Korban Pesach, which is also called Bein Hor Abayim, but has the additional phrase Erev in the Torah, suggesting that it comes after the Korban Tamid Bein Hor Abayim. So on Erev Pesach, Nishchat B'sheva U'mechetza, we push up the Korban Tamid by an hour, and instead of doing it at 2:30, we would do it at 1:30. Bekare b'shmona u'mechetza, and then we would do the finishing of the Korban an hour later at 2:30. Bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos, whether your Erev Pesach comes out on a weekday or on Shabbos, you need to have time for all of the shechting of the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach. Chal Erev Pesach Dios be'Erev Shabbos. But if Pesach is going to start on a Friday night, and so Erev Pesach is on a Friday afternoon, and you can't be doicha into the Yontif and Shabbos to shecht your Korban Pesach too late, then Nishchat B'Sheish U'Mechatza, we shecht the Korban Tamid the earliest halachic time possible, which is a half hour after Chatzos, 12:30, Bekare B'Sheva U'Mechatza, and then we finish the Korban and put it on the Mizbeach by 1:30. The Pesach Acharav, and all of the people who have to bring their Korban Pesach, have to hustle it on up and bring it after the Korban Tamid is finished. Mishnah Beis deals with some of the avodas of the Korban, including the avodas hadam. When one brings a Korban, one has to deal with the four parts of the avoda of the dam of the blood. Shechita, which is shechting the Korban. Kabbalah, the blood as it's coming out of the part of the neck where you shechted it is received into a particular keli, a bowl. Holacha, transporting the blood then to the Mizbeach. And Zrika, throwing the blood on the Mizbeach. And all of these are ma'akev. You have to make sure you do them properly. And especially you have to do them l'shma. You have to have in mind the Kohen, or the person who's doing the shechting, has to have in mind that he's shechting these for the proper Korban, for the Korban Pesach. That he's shechting them to be consumed within the proper amount of time by which you have to finish eating it. And that you're even doing it l'shem habaylim for the particular owners, since the Korban Pesach has to be brought for the people who are bringing this Korban, the people who are minuyim, who are counted as part of the group. So ha-pesach sheshchato shelo lishmo. If a Korban Pesach was shechted shelo lishmo, so he had intent, the Kohen, as he was shechting it, that he was going to shecht a shalomim rather than an actual Korban Pesach. Or the kibel, the hileich v'zorach shelo lishmo. Or he did one of the other three avodos of the dam, the kabbalah in the bowl, the zarika, the throwing it on the Mizbeach, and he did those shelo lishma, or the holacha, the carrying it. And so the entire time, he had in mind perhaps the wrong Korban. So he did them for some other Korban's designation. Oh, lishmo v'shelo lishmo. Or he changed his mind in the middle. When he started the avoda, he had in mind the proper lishma for a Korban Pesach. And then as he's finishing, he's like, yeah, I'm doing this for a shlomim, right? So he said something out loud. Or he started the avodah shelo lishma, he had in mind a shlomim, and then he changed it to a Korban Pesach at the very end. Pusel, all of these are pusel. So if you say the wrong thing at any point here, you're going to pusel the entire thing, which is why many achronim, many rishonim said that what you have to do for a Korban is keep your mouth shut while you're shechting it. Try to have the right intent inside your mind, but if you don't say anything, we assume that he had the right kavana when he did all of the avodas for this carbon. Finally, ketzad lishmo v'shelo lishmo. What would be a case of lishmo and then he changes his mind shelo lishmo? L'shem Pesach u'l'shem shlamim. First he had in mind a Pesach which was correct, then he changed it to a regular shlamim. Shelo lishmo v'lishmo, l'shem shlamim v'l'shem Pesach, and the other way around, he had in mind first the incorrect idea, which was a shlamim, then he tried to change it to a Pesach at the last minute, but it was too late, he already declared the wrong designation for the carbon, and it is no longer suitable.